This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health. Talk about your life. Whatever you're dealing with, we want to walk you through all of it. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about metabolism, something I always like to get into. Now, metabolism is obviously the workings of your body, the physiology of your body, how well your hormones are working, processing the foods that you eat, and how well your overall hormone systems are working between your pituitary, your adrenals, your thyroid, and such. So, talk a little bit about hypothyroidism. Hypo means low. And if you're ever struggling with fatigue, or you have things like hair falling out, dry skin excessively, and really don't know what to do, always go to your doctor. Let them run some blood work. They'll check all different areas, but they'll also look at the thyroid. If the thyroid's low, it's called hypothyroidism, and it can cause a host of issues. So it usually responds well to treatment, though, just so you know. A lot of good medications out there, levothyroxine, Synthroid is standard of care. Then, of course, they have Armor, which I'm a big fan of. If you have to do anything, Natrathroid, this is really good as well. But now, of course, there's some issues that go along with it that I want to talk about. All right, so dry skin can come along with it. And here's some ways to help with the dry skin with when you have lack of thyroid hormone. All right, you can moisturize. A rich moisturizer can help ease the dryness. You can look for the thicker creams, not the lotions. Also, coconut oil is a great softener of the skin, and of course everything you put on the skin, remember about 70% goes into the bloodstream, so you got to be cautious. You don't want to use a lot of potential chemicals that can be toxic to the body. Coconut oil has a lot of great properties to it, very good for the skin, even can be a good sunblock, and it's great all the way around. You want to hydrate as well. Make sure to drink plenty of water and to minimize beverages that dehydrate your skin, such as alcohol and caffeine, advises Benjamin Barankin. He's a dermatologist at the medical director at the Toronto Dermatology Clinic in Ontario, Canada. Turn down the heat, bathe or shower in cool to warm water rather than the hot water. When coming out of the shower, you pat your skin dry rather than rubbing it. And then you can apply a good moisturizer within 3 minutes to seal the moisture in. You can add moisture to your home as well. Having a home humidifier, or even better, a cool mist humidifier in your bedroom is also helpful, he advises. Change your makeup formula. If you've been using makeup products for oily skin, you may need to switch to a foundation for the dry skin. And, of course, you can always get something that has a good SPF number to it as well. Now, here's some other topics that go along with hypothyroidism, which is, you know, a huge, huge deal, mostly with women now. We're seeing a lot more women than we are with men. But another one is the thinning hair. Now, the hair loss from hypothyroidism is usually quite mild, Dr. Pierce says in a new article. With thyroid treatment, though, the hair loss should stop, and although it should take up to several months, Pierce adds that a genetic case of the hair loss or thinning unrelated to your thyroid could manifest at the same time. So it could be a trigger, or it could flip a switch on inside the body. Other possible causes of the thinning hair include changing in certain medications, stress, iron loss, and aging. So the thyroid treatment won't help the hair that's thinning because of other reasons. So if the hair loss or thinning hair is causing you a concern, you should definitely see a dermatologist. For hair loss that's related only to the hypothyroidism, here's some solutions. So you got hair and scalp treatment. So you start over-the-counter remedies that increase blood supply to the hair follicles, or get a good vitamin complex that can strengthen the hair. Silica is actually a really good method to take. Very, very new in the supplement world. Actually, it's old, but they've kind of come out with some new brands of it that work very well at supporting the hair. Change your style. You can find a stylist who can color, cut, and style your hair in a more flattering look that draws the eye away from the hair thinning and can show in different shades and different varieties. You can also consider a wig. Now, hats and scarves and classic cover-ups are great, but for certain events, you might want a wig. You can get a very natural-looking wig. Of course, they style to your taste and that sort of thing. Hair restoration is another one. If your hair loss seems like it might be permanent, consider seeing a hair restoration specialist. This is a pricey treatment, but can help even out your look, even if your hair isn't filling back in on its own. Be gentle, they say, with your hair. Baby your hair. Avoid tugging, pulling, and using harsh chemical treatments, which can worsen a dry, thin appearance. Pick hair products such as baby shampoos that won't weigh down the overall hair. Now, some other issues that go along with this. Eyebrow changes are a big one that you got to be cautious with. And again, it's usually the lateral side, lateral third, as we say, of the eyebrows. And you can use brow pencils, of course, guys. I know this is not something you're going to do. I hope not, anyway. Coping with the eye puffiness is a big one. Puffiness around the eyes can cause by hypothyroidism, can take a while to go away until the treatment started. You can stay hydrated. That can help. Drink lots of water and avoid caffeine and alcohol. You can use cold compresses, which can help dissipate the swelling and puffiness around the eyes. And try antihistamines if you know you want to do the whole medication route. The medications might help lessen the puffiness for the short term, and you can choose the non-drowsy formula so you don't feel like you're going to pass out. Coping with a weight gain, because weight gain will come on with the hypothyroidism. Big, big deal, by the way. That's one of the main reasons people actually know that they're dealing with it, is with when the weight gain comes on. So the beauty issue linked to hypothyroidism that gets the most attention and concern, but actually has the least overall impact, is weight gain. So it typically fairly minimal and usually mostly water weight, Pierce says. However, to get rid of water weight and feel better in general, build on Barankin's advice to stay hydrated, eat a varied diet and rich fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins. Adjust the calories if you need to lose weight, and add in daily physical activity, which can also help boost your energy levels while you're getting your thyroid condition under control. So, I mean, there's a host of things that you can do to keep the thyroid intact and really get it to a place where it needs to be. Great information on the thyroid. So many people struggle with it on a regular basis, and getting it under control is one of the top, or really one of the top things that you can do. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We've got Chris down in Texas that wants to know about what to do with anxiety. Well, anxiety can come in different forms. And, you know, again, if you're having panic attacks, it's one thing. If you're taking medications for it, like a good benzodiazepine, which can be addictive, not real fond of those, like a Xanax, you know, that's another. And it'll take the edge off, but it's really not getting to the root cause. So many times when you deal with anxiety, of course, it could just be stress itself and life events that are going on. But it can also be that your diet is a little bit out of whack. And with GABA levels, which is the main neurotransmitter, GABA, that affects anxiety, you want to look at things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, a lot of the grains like wheat products, and also barley, oatmeal, salmon, spinach, beans. A lot of these foods can affect GABA levels. Of course, there's plenty of healthy foods that don't, but those are some of the ones that can. So you can get with a dietitian, get with your physician, somebody that can kind of guide you in that. But look at the research on some of that. It's pretty amazing. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Right back with more Healthy Talk.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is. Realize that the body can get sick, it can also get well. On this show, that's what it's all about. Richard, you're next with us on the lines. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing? A great show.
Thank you.
Unlike your previous caller, he had a plateau when he was trying to lose weight. I just turned 63. I worked in construction for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Driving, and for some reason, I noticed there's a lot of muscle loss. I'm about 6 foot, about 215. And I try to work out every day, but I'm trying to maintain muscle, and I like to know what I could do to eat more protein or what I should do. And I need a better cardio because my legs probably suffer the most because after sitting, I used to stand for 12 hours a day. Now I sit for 10 or 11. What can I do to gain my muscle back or a good cardio heart rate exercise?
Well, so here's the deal. So the reality is you're trying to gain the weight. How many times a day are you eating right now?
That's the other thing. I eat good in the morning first thing. And I really don't eat any more until either late in the afternoon or middle of the afternoon. And I have a fair amount, but I don't eat a lot. I don't, probably don't eat near what I should.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to gain weight unless you put the food in. I mean, if you've got a higher metabolism, most people that try to gain weight, just so you know, let's say you wanted to gain 10 pounds, okay? To gain 10 pounds, you probably got to take in, what is your height and weight?
6 foot, about 212.
You're 6 foot and 212 and you want to gain weight?
Well, I like to get a little more muscle. I used to be a lot bigger than I am. Maybe my age has something to do with it, I don't know.
Well, it has to do with the way you do things, okay? So if you're 6 foot, 212, and you want to kind of put on some mass, you're going to have to eat probably about, it's usually good to take your weight, multiply it by about the number of 16 or 17. That'll give you a total amount. So you're probably looking at about maybe 3,800 calories a day, probably 3,700 calories a day. You probably have to eat about six meals a day. Not even eat, you're probably getting half the requirements. And see, the deal is for muscle, the best muscle development, you want to be eating about every 3 hours. 3 hour time frame with the right kind of foods, equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. You can use protein powders as well, as long as they're more whey based or pea based. And then, of course, you got to get your low glycemic carbs and then your healthy fats. All of those are going to play a big role in getting them the same amount of, you know, multiple times throughout the day is going to be important. If you just eat a big meal in the morning, wait all day, eat in the afternoon, the body goes into a starvation mode. You're not getting a steady amount of proteins, which your body then uses, of course, to build and make into muscle. So, you know, again, there's definitely, you can do things when you're younger and get away with them. But as you get older and the hormones begin to drop a little bit, you got to maximize every little thing that you do to make the body function at a peak level. So, you know, that's the six meals a day, getting your calories up. And you can get your calories up with more fat and good healthy fats because that's going to help raise testosterone levels as well. Now, how many days a week are you exercising?
Okay, healthy fat in the way of what, like a can? I eat some canned salmon and peanut butter. How about peanut butter? Is that a good?
Well, peanuts have mold in them, and so you want to steer clear. Well, the adage is that it's a better option to go for almonds. They've got a higher amount of omega-3s in them, and a good amount of the omega-6s. But they've also got other components in them that help with growth hormone levels, like L-arginine. Okay, so there's just a lot of great health benefits from almonds. Walnuts are really good, too. I mean, another side benefit for walnuts is they're really good for the prostate gland. Okay, so, I mean, that's. But, yeah, those are fats. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, healthy oils, real butter, cooking with coconut oil, grapeseed oil. Those are all great fats to include in your diet. Yeah, that makes a difference.
Now, you said to, like, how about salmon or sardines?
That's fine. I mean, those omega-3 oils you're getting from the fish is always good. But you can take cod liver oil and get a high concentration of the oils in. Just make sure you take those with meals because they're fat-soluble, and that's, of course, going to help the absorption of it. But your exercise routine, how often do you exercise?
When I'm driving, I can do some upper body. I do my arms, my chest, my stomach, but my legs suffer a lot, and I have to get out and walk more. I can't do that. I can do some deep E-bends, and I got to get my heart rate up. It's my primary thing, but after driving all day, I just don't feel. You know, I used to work all day standing on my feet in construction. I got my exercise daily for 30 years. Now I have to almost force myself at times, and it's hard.
What time do you start driving?
That varies. It could be 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It could be till 7, 8 o'clock at night, pretty much. When I'm done, I got paperwork to do, and I'm into bed. If I have to hang over anywhere for any amount of time, I'll try to get out, maybe walk 20 minutes, half an hour if I can, but that's rare. When I go home on the weekends, instead of using a riding mower, I'll push. I'll get a good workout when I'm with the push mower, and I'll push the lawnmower for a couple hours. If I could do that twice a week, that would be great, but I could barely get that in once a week. So,
you know, a good thing for you to look into, which a lot of folks with that kind of schedule are doing now, they got these 24-hour fitness places, and they're little studio places where you pay your membership, $30 a month. Planet Fitness is a good one, and Anytime Fitness. There's some different branded ones out there, franchises. And you just get the little key card, and you go in whenever you want. So that way for you, let's say you get in bed at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and you get up at 3 a.m., you can go work out, and then get on the road by 4:30. Because with guys with busy schedules, or women too, with people with busy schedules, many times if you don't get it done first thing in the morning, the day will steal every bit of time you have. Family, work, meetings, unexpected, urgent type things. So you have to really take charge of your own time. And that might be a great thing to do, because if you're wanting to gain muscle and lose the body fat, it's going to make a big difference with how you do that. All right? And the workouts and the diet go hand in hand. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Russia Special Counsel's Office has filed a sentencing memo for Michael Flynn, and it recommends the former Trump National Security Advisor get no prison time for lying to investigators about his contacts with a top Russian diplomat. The special counsel cites Flynn's substantial assistance to the government. Flynn provided firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the Trump transition team and Russian government officials. President Trump took to Twitter to threaten major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
I'm going to go to the lines and go to Lucille. Hi, Lucille. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi.
How can I help, darling?
I have different things I could talk to you about, but I was thinking about when you go to have your eyes examined.
Mm-hmm.
When they dilate, I've chosen not to allow them to put the dilation in my eyes. And
okay.
I was thinking about my feet.
Okay. What question do you have for us tonight?
I was wondering, you know, like diabetics sometimes have problems with their feet.
Yeah, what that's caused when people have diabetes, you know, one of the main things that you deal with is it's called neuropathy. Okay, and with blood sugar levels, we found that just you know, one of the main issues that we see with blood sugar level issues, and you start getting the neuropathies in the feet, and B6 levels go down, pyridoxine. And, of course, it's just a natural kind of progression how things go. And, of course, left untreated can be pretty severe. But if you can get things under control and get things managed, one of the main things you can look for with this, you can build up through nutritional deficiencies with B6 is a good way to go. But changing the diet around, working with your doctors, of course, but, I mean, changing the diet around makes a big difference in type 2 diabetes. Huge. from blood sugar levels, stabilizing, getting your A1C down under control, your blood sugar levels, but eating multiple meals throughout the day, and, of course, balancing out your fats, your carbs, and your proteins so that the body's blood sugar levels can balance and stabilize, always a major key. So, again, just a couple things to think about when you're doing that. And talk with your doctors and get with some kind of nutritionist, someone like that can really help get you on a good overall plan. But it has to be a lifestyle plan that you stick with, not something that's just a week long or something you do for a few days. It's got to be an overall change. The body didn't get where it was overnight, and it takes some time to build back as well. And that's what you want to focus on. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You give me a call. We'll talk about your health and talk about your life. Going to Jake now. Hi, Jake.
Primarily, I think that my main issues are high triglycerides, low testosterone, and low blood iron. I'm overweight, but I don't smoke or drink. I love to eat everything.
Well, the testosterone, if you are just eating pretty much whatever and don't have a real governor on what you're putting in your body, keeping the good healthy foods coming in, it can lower testosterone levels, especially if your body fat levels get higher. The higher they get, the lower testosterone level is going to be in a guy. So managing your body fat levels and keeping those, you know, obviously it's something that is manageable, is going to be very important. So on a regular basis, make sure that you are exercising, of course, 4 to 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day minimum, doing something you enjoy, and then getting your foods under control, making sure that your good lean quality proteins, your healthy fats, that all those go hand in hand. That's a key, both of those together. And with the testosterone levels, they might try to talk to you about hormone replacement therapy. Hang tight on that and look into natural methods of raising your testosterone levels. There's a lot of great ways to do that. And if your triglycerides have been a little bit of a challenge too, talk to them, your physician, meaning them, about the B vitamins. Because we know that vitamin B5, specifically pantothenic acid, can help lower the triglyceride levels. And that plays a big, big role. All right? 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Go online now. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find more information there as well. Our network of providers growing around the country. Gary, you're next with us. How can I help, my friend?
I've been having an allergic reaction to an antibiotic prescribed by a dentist, clindamycin, and broke out in a rash and had esophagus issues, which are gone, but it's the itching and the rash that I still have about 8 days later. And I would like to know if there's something I can do other than the hydrocortisone salve that I'm using and taking antihistamines.
All right. Well, the deal with the antibiotics, I mean, if you've been taking those on and on, you can, you know, obviously want to do what your doctor tells you, right? That's a given. But at the same time, making sure that you get the probiotics in too, because you got to make sure you got to have the healthy bacteria that goes along with that. The healthy bacteria is critical. And a lot of people don't, well, more than the many of the physicians, I guess a better way to say, are now adding that as part of the protocols. The probiotics can be quite helpful. But some other things that are important too, when you've gone under a lot of different antibiotic therapy along with that, Ionic Silver is really, really good. You can find that at your health food stores. You can talk to people about it. You know, of course, different health food folks. You can talk to a naturopathic physician. They deal with silver a lot of times. Kind of an old school remedy, but it's still around and still doing quite well. A couple of other things that you want to think about when you're dealing with, you know, the constant antibiotic therapy is making sure that your diet's healthy, and you might even want to consider fasting for about a half a day, using more fruit juice, and not fruit juices, but vegetable juices, and even chicken broth or beef broth. A lot of times, or the stocks, rather. They can both be helpful, and of course, just get plenty of fluid during that time, too. A lot of good research on that. Might want to take a peek at that and look into it. But yeah, the antibiotic therapy over and over again for something like that, definitely a bit of a challenge. And I just, again, have a little bit of a challenge with it. Little too much used, many times, and a lot of that comes down to quick visits, not enough time, insurance not reimbursing enough, and the list goes on. Americans are still making unhealthy choices. I know. I mean, you think about it, with all the information now, between radio shows like this, television shows, magazines, every other cover has something about health on it now. However, we've got such a behavioral issue, I believe, within people that we just can't create the change. And so the overall health of Americans is not improving much, but with 6 out of 10 people either overweight or obese, the large numbers engaging in unhealthy behaviors like smoking, heavy drinking, or not exercising, a new government report shows, is on the rise. So the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the report found Americans continuing to make many of the lifestyle choices that have led to soaring rates of heart disease, diabetes, and other chronic illnesses. About 6 out of 10 adults drink. And of course, that involves heavy drinking. So 20% of adults still smoke. And only 1 in 5 adults met the federal guidelines for both aerobic activity and muscle strengthening exercise. 1 in 5. 1 in 3 were completely inactive when it came to any leisure time aerobic activity. That is amazing. Actually, it's not. If you look around, you can kind of see it. The one bright spot in the report came in the area of sleep behavior. About 7 in 10 adults meet the federal objective for sufficient sleep. Imagine that. The findings have been gleaned by nearly 77,000 random interviews conducted between 2008 and 2010. By the way, Zig Ziglar threw out a great quote on Twitter today, and I just thought it was great. He says that there's a lot of competition when you're working 40 hours a week. The competition, he says, is stiff. He says, but after that, not much competition. That's because everybody only does the minimum requirement. They do what it takes to pay the bills. Many people will not go over and above to become a real champion in life, and that can be in multiple areas for whatever that is. So just realize that the average is 40 hours a week, and what you do above and beyond that takes you to the next level. So you got to decide who you want to be, and that's with any area, whether it's eating well, whether it's exercising, taking care of your body, taking care of your finances and family and responsibilities and all that. So where do you stand and where do you land in the middle of all that? Got to love Zig. Zig has passed now, but of course his legacy will live, I believe, with all of us. He has poured into so many lives. Powerful, powerful voice in this generation. Changes, they say, have not been enormous, though, with a lot of lifestyle choices that they're concerned about, and they'd like to see more. They said recently, one of the directors said, I think we're in a situation now where we're at a crossroads. I agree. We have two paths to go. We're hopeful that we'll continue to invest in community-based prevention if we promote healthy eating and active living, and these rates will begin to decrease. Public health organizations use this report to determine which groups of Americans are susceptible to unhealthy behaviors. Study author Schoenborn said, for example, while overall people are getting enough sleep, it turns out that it doesn't hold true for people with marital problems, she said. About 38% of divorced, separated, or widowed adults have trouble getting enough sleep, compared with 27% of the married folks. While there's not a federal government's official report on obesity, its findings jive with both the public and private research into the epidemic. Now, at this point, only 7 states have overweight and obese rates that are under 60%. We've seen for nearly 3 decades a rise in the adult rates of overweight and obesity. We're hoping that we're reaching a plateau, but we've hoped for that in the past. Young adults provide the most hope for the future, it appears. For example, those aged 18 to 24 were only the age group to show a decline in smoking, from 23% to about 21%. Smoking has remained very stubborn. About 1 in 5 adults, just a terrible addiction. Mostly 18 to 24-year-olds is the bulk of the age now. So hopefully we can make some change in that. If we can lower obesity trends, they say, by just a small amount, like 5% in each state, we could save millions of Americans from overall health problems and billions of dollars in health spending. More Healthy Talk Radio coming up.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Sure, you got leg pain. If you got the exercise going on a regular basis, getting out, walking, seeing how your circulation is. But if it's unexplained leg pain, you always want to go to your doctor first. Really do. That's the one thing. It's not just do this, do that. It's go there, get a full evaluation, make sure everything's clear. That is a big, big key. Because at the end of the day, when you start having these symptoms and unexplained leg pain, I mean, it can be anything that's pretty drastic, blood clots and things like that, or it could be nothing. So that is always one where you want to go get cleared, and then you start pulling up some different categories from more of an alternative side or just more a nutritional side and looking at lifestyle and seeing exactly what's breaking down and what needs to happen. So again, that's really what can help you in that. Go see your doctor on that one. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We've got Jennifer in California who writes, and she says, I've been struggling recently with having depression on a regular basis. She goes, it comes and it goes, but it's consistent. My doctor says I need to be on antidepressants. What do you think? I always want to go with your doctor. Obviously, I don't want to go against that, to be respectful. But at the same time, if it's mild, you might want to look at a nutritional route and ask him. I mean, just talk to him about it, because serotonin levels can become low. They can become low because of diet. They can become low because of life circumstances that just tend to happen. But there's a multitude of reasons of how that happens. And what you have to do is you have to look at it, and as you're kind of working through that, make sure that you of course, are looking at different nutritional options, but make sure that the serotonin levels are where they need to be. For example, you can do a blood test, a urine test. Doctor can get that done for you. But I get it evaluated, and then you can start using things like supplementation. You can change foods, increasing things like turkey, which can raise serotonin levels. A lot of the protein-rich foods, red meat, also fish can be helpful. B6 is a big one. So pyridoxal 5-phosphate is one that can help raise serotonin levels in a great way. Matter of fact, B6 deficiency is one of the main reasons that we see a lot of issues within a lot of the brain chemistry type situations, depression, anxiety, and the like. So that can be quite helpful. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Our wellness providers, just so you know, we get a lot of questions, calls, emails from everyone across the country. Our show has grown tremendously. I mean, literally, Dallas, we're over in Denver, just all over the country. And it's exciting to see the growth. But we also get a lot of emails and questions about finding someone in your area that you can talk with, a coach, a provider of some kind that can really lead you down the right path with all these lifestyle and nutrition-based things that we talk about. And we've got a great network that we're putting together called the Wellness Providers. It's growing every single day all around the country, and you can find everything you need there. So check that out when you can. Going to Jane now on the phones. Hi, Jane.
My 75-year-old sister is suffering with shingles and is recovering from pneumonia. What can I do? I'm going to go see her this weekend in Milwaukee, and I practice reflexology. So I'm taking my reflexology to her. But how do I get her immunity system back up?
Well, there's a lot of ways you get the immune system back up. First, you got to start with the diet, always. I mean, first, when you cut inflammation out of the digestive tract, get rid of a lot of the processed foods, cut out dairy for a short period of time, maybe 3 weeks or so, the grains, cut out gluten, which is a big one. When you cut those out, it makes a big difference. And overall, that's one of the first things you want to do. Now, the immune system is, it just depends. You know, her sleep patterns are going to be important, her circadian rhythm, the amount of cortisol that she is producing or not producing. All those factors are important. So getting some blood work done can be helpful. The exercise is going to be important too. 30 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week. If she's kind of in a funk with herself and she's just not getting out and exercising, encouraging her to do that and providing the tools to do that can be a great first step in that process. Plenty of exercise is going to be important for something like that. Really is, because most people's lifestyle choices just aren't that great. And it's not because they don't want to. I mean, a lot of times, well, 50% of the time, it's the not want to. But many times, it's just the fact that they don't know. And it's behavioral change. And it's putting the know to and the how to and the want to, all that together, and you can create the most change in someone's life. So again, go be the cheerleader. That's the key. Step up, go over there, listen a lot, don't be pushy, don't say this is what you have to do, must do, whatever. People have to make their own decisions, and no one likes to feel like they're being pushed into anything. They want to feel encouraged, and they want to feel kind of led into to make the greatest choices and changes in their life. And that's what I'll encourage you to do in this process, is to go over there and walk with her and just kind of get started on an overall plan. All right? That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank my producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, our chief engineer, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.